This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Chris is back here, not completely moved in yet, and we don't want to get to the complexities of moving. It's too depressing. We have guest co-hosts joining us, Gogs Mackay, and we have a really interesting guest, someone that Chris has known for a while. And he said, this guy is just perfect for the PowerCast. We'll hear about him soon. But I wanted to talk about briefly the impact of things that you don't expect. So, of course, we are often criticized on the PowerCast for getting too political. And we have a guest coming up who's run for public office, so that's going to get kind of political. But just bear in mind, we're going to cover lots of bases here. We're going to deal with it. Let's take an example of where things go. Just comment, an offhand comment can do things. So a few years back, Chris says something about a certain UFO abductee who had it in for a certain UFO abduction researcher. I'm not going to mention the name. And he said that the abductee was stalking the abduction researcher. Now, the person involved thought it was me talking, not Chris. And so there was like a 5,000-word attack in my direction. How dare we in the PowerCast accuse this person of stalking? We're not mentioning names. Okay. 2 weeks ago, we had John D'Souza on here, and he's into alien dimensions and things like that. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about with regard to that subject. Instead, I think this was my error, or maybe Chris said something about it too. We briefly, for like 3 seconds, said climate change. And guess what they did in the forums?
that was predictable.
I mean, they don't stop.
I've never understood just how the main players in the forum on the climate change thread, it just goes on and back and forward with the same stuff. And these people are never going to convince the other side, but they keep going on at it. And I'm just like, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Just not going there at all.
See, what people forget is that the Earth is set up naturally as a giant, like a heating and cooling unit. As soon as the Gulf Stream stops and it ceases bringing warm water up from the equator to the Arctic, right now it's slowed. I think it's down to half speed. I think it's barely 2 miles an hour. So it is slowing down. As soon as that happens, then Northern Europe might as well consider itself in a new ice age, because all that warm air and warm water is no longer going up to the Arctic. And then, of course, the Arctic will start cooling down, and that will jumpstart possibly a new mini ice age. You know, for every action, there is an equal, reaction. And the Earth is designed like a giant thermostat. It's designed to cool itself down when it gets hot and heat itself up when it gets cold.
But at the end of the day, what's going to happen here is E.T. is not coming down here to rescue us from our own folly. Whatever we do to screw this place up, don't expect E.T. to join us. That's not going to happen.
I can't believe bringing that into the conversation, Gene. Anybody that thinks that is, pardon the expression, butt ugly stupid. Anybody that thinks that E.T. is going to come here and do anything to correct our human foibles or our stupid mistakes that we're making, you might as well just commit yourself into some mental ward now, because you're not playing with a full deck.
Now, let's just think of it this way. If E.T. really wanted to help us, they would have done so already. Forgetting motives or anything else, if they really wanted to do anything to improve the human condition, they're really late. Look at the crime statistics. Look at terrorism. Anything you think of that's bad, that's going on now, E.T.'s done nothing about it. E.T. is going to do nothing about it. and leave it that way. Maybe Elon Musk will help us get off this planet with SpaceX. We'll start going to Mars. We'll start going to other planets. Elon Musk will do it. I don't think anybody else, any other scientists right now. Bigelow is doing space stuff, but Elon Musk seems to be farther ahead.
But the aliens are waiting for us to attain the correct frequency, and then they will help us.
Oh. God, I forgot. I totally forgot about that, Gogs. Of course.
Frequency always comes in.
Yeah, somebody needs to invent a new age frequency tuning device that makes sure that nearby humans are entrained to a cosmic, positive frequency that will then call out like a beacon to the galaxy for Stephen Greer's benevolent space brothers to come down and have their way with us, but kindly, with lubrication.
Oh, this is a network radio show, by the way, so we have to really not really get involved in this slippery slope.
I'm not saying the seven deadly words. I can say whatever else I want.
That's true. Okay. You've got an interesting guest that you've lined up for this week. Is that where that noise from? That's weird.
Where's what?
It's not here.
What are you talking about? Where's what?
It's like an alarm clock beeping.
Oh, it's not on my end.
You've lined up a really interesting guest, somebody you've known for a while, who probably is not a household name in the UFO field, which might be a good thing. Tell us about him.
You'd be surprised how many people know Joe. He doesn't create a cult of personality around himself in the field. He has run for office as a libertarian candidate in, I think it's the 7th District in Utah. He's a very, very bright guy. He's got a PhD from a Midwestern school. Is fairly up to speed in the UFO subject. And one of the reasons why he's running is to bring more attention, I think, to paranormal subjects and the UFO subject in particular. And I have known Joe for probably 9 or 10 years. He helped moderate the Citizens Hearing on Disclosure 5-day event back in 2013, I think, or 2012, at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., where I got a chance to sit down with him and talk with him for a while. And he was real surprised that I was working camera and not actually presenting something in front of the august panel, which I told him, well, if Linda's there, there's no, and Greer's, there's no way that they're going to let me talk. So, I've been kind of loosely keeping in touch with him over the years. I ran into him at the Utah UFO Fest here a couple of weeks back, and we had a great time talking, and we were on a panel talking about disclosure. And I thought it'd be great to get Joe on the program. He's very, very bright, up to speed. And this way we can talk about politics with a politician and not get our heads handed to us in the forums.
Well, let's not forget here, when we have Paul Kimball on the show, he has run for public office, so he is therefore a politician, but people don't bring it up. But yeah, this gentleman sounds like he's very interesting, very fascinating. And what's nice is he's really anxious to come on the show.
Yeah, well, he's a big fan of the show.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because we've gotten some really great guests who listen to the show and decide, hey, I'd like to be one of them people and get on the show. And we've had some of our greatest episodes ever. Just comes out of the blue sometimes when we just get an email from somebody who writes us from our contact form on the site. And we get a lot of those. And some, you know, maybe we're not interested for various reasons. Others, you know, we've had a few where I said, let's get this person. Or Chris says, you got to get this person. Like that. Just let you know, by the way, we're building out a new YouTube channel for the Paracast. It's going to take a long time before it actually pays off, because now YouTube has a thing where you got to get thousands and thousands of views before they will even consider setting you up to get paid for it. But look for it, the official Paracast channel on YouTube. Dr. Joseph Bookman is going to join us with Gene, Chris, and Goggs You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just to remind you, the best way to support the Paracast is to become a member of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's the Paracast Plus. You get the After the Paracast podcast exclusively, this show free of the network ads and other benefits. Prices start just $1.49 a week, plus.theparacast.com. Now, we have Dr. Joseph Bookman joining us on the show, and he was doing what a lot of people do when we connect to them on Skype. You hear the noise of adjusting his headset. So we heard that, and I started joking about tinfoil. And I remembered long, long time ago, there was a guy in the UFO field, kind of a contactee, name of Andy Sinatra, the Mystic Barber. And there's a photo of him somewhere, probably online, where he's in front of the UN with this foil hat on. I guess he's attracting vibrations from ET. He was really a barber, by the way. He was really very, very remotely related to Frank Sinatra, but probably disowned a long time ago. But when I think of propeller heads or tinfoil, I think of this guy. Way before your time, Joe.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Never heard of the Mystic Barber.
No.
So what involved you or interested you in this crazy, wacky field that we find ourselves talking about all the time?
You know, I think it is the ultimate human inquiry. You know, are we alone in the cosmos? It's one of the first principle questions, if you'd like. I asked myself that question, too. I mean, how did I get involved in this? How did I destroy my career in academe? I have an earned PhD from Indiana University. I had earned tenure as a professor of marketing. And then down the rabbit hole I go into UFOlogy and all the crazy that's associated with that. And I go back to high school, 1972, 1973, I was a kid working with holograms, and I had built a laser out of a kit. I ordered it out of some catalog, I think from St. Louis, a little ruby red laser, and the tube was about the size, slightly smaller than a Pringles can, and then there was a power supply under that about the same size, and I was fooling around with that in holograms, and out of that I won a science fair in Indiana, several awards. There were a bunch of different awards. And one of those was from the United States Air Force. And that included a free trip over to Dayton, Ohio, to visit the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in 1973 or 4. My mom saved all this stuff, and I just inherited the scrapbooks of this. But I had gone up to Indianapolis to the same venue that's in Rocket Boys, you know, where Homer Hickam meets the NASA guys up there. And so she saved the placemat from the Indiana Aerospace Awards banquet and all this stuff. Anyhow, I went to Wright-Patt as a sophomore in high school. And I had a friend in scouting who was about 10 years older than me. We're still good friends, who was, among other things, a private pilot. And he had said to me, well, Joe, if you're going to Wright-Patt, you've got to ask to see the UFO in Hangar 18. Or maybe he said flying saucer. I don't remember. Years later, I got to thinking about all this. And I have an extraordinarily clear memory of these two Air Force guys coming in a car and driving me from the Louisville, Kentucky area. I was in New Albany, Indiana, just across the river from Louisville. And we're headed up the interstate towards Cincinnati. And there was a military convoy of green-covered deuce-and-a-half trucks and army jeeps and things. And a civilian car in front of us pulled into the middle of that convoy. And I have a very clear memory of this Air Force guy saying, you know, that's illegal. Civilians aren't supposed to get in the middle of a military convoy. And I said, well, I never heard of that law. And I wonder where this is written down. You know, there's no signs on the interstate. How are people supposed to know this? Something like that. And then I have no memory of the rest of that trip until I have a very, very clear memory, a vivid memory of the Air Force officer on the way home saying, do I turn left to get to your house? And I said, yeah, that's right. And he said, don't say that's right. That's confusing. You should say that's correct. Now, why do I have those two vivid memories and nothing in between? I don't know. I don't remember most of 1974. And it wasn't because I was doing drugs. I just, you know, who remembers their junior year?
They must have had a neuralizer, Joe.
So I tell this story around campfires years later, and I've got a friend who works in Army intelligence, and he goes, yeah, that's a sign of being chemically debriefed. They had no sense of humor about this issue in the 70s. I don't know. I don't think that. I've had people like Yvonne Smith want to regress me, and I've declined those invitations so far. people hear that story and they go, oh, wow, you know, yeah, they probably chemically debriefed you. They wanted to know why you were interested in UFOs at such a young age.
So many people, Joe, were interested in UFOs at a young age. Are we all suffering from chemically induced amnesia?
Right. I doubt that very much. I also remember seeing stuff in the National Enquirer and cutting articles out and sticking them on a bulletin board I had, maybe even at a younger age. But years later, we bought an RV. I married and moved to Utah. I'm not LDS. Neither is my wife. Her dad was a rocket scientist for Hercules, and they moved here from New Jersey back in the 60s. And so we bought an RV and thought, well, we'll get the kids out of Utah. I've got tenure at a college. I got the summer off. We'll go explore America. And on the second trip, in the summer of 99, we went down to Roswell. So I went through the museum. It was just fascinating. I met Glenn Dennis. He came out and looked at our RV. He was talking about getting a smaller RV than the one he had. I met Walter Haught. Guys seemed incredibly credible to me. I realized that summer that my friend back in the 70s had told me about Wright-Patterson at least a year, maybe 2 years, before Stan Friedman interviewed Jesse Marcel Sr. So I called him up and said, hey, you know, were you trying to get me killed? What the hell? How did you know about, you know, Roswell before you know, the first books on it got published? And he said, well, he had had a friend who was a CFII, a Certified Flight Instructor, who had worked in air traffic control and was deep into this issue in the 1960s. And the two of them had gone up to Wright-Patt and tried to find Hangar 18. And then as my friend Pete tells the story, for about 6 months after that, they were followed around by guys in dark suits and sunglasses, just like stereotypical men in black. And so that kind of got me more interested in it. By the late 90s or early 2000s, I was curious about what was really going on. And having gone through the Roswell Museum, I started reading things about the whole UFO lore and became fascinated with it. And so we had the RV then and decided to do a trip around the country and head over to the extraterrestrial highway, Highway 375 in Nevada. And we go right up to the border of the base, take the pictures with the, you know, use of photography, prohibited, deadly force authorized signs. I understand they've taken down that deadly force authorized sign in the years since.
You know what? Let's continue with this voyage. You came to look for America, like that song, with Dr. Joseph Bookman, Gogs and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
By the way, folks, if you are a subscriber to Paracast Plus, Joe's going to be on this week's episode. So what we don't do here, we'll do then. So you take your family to look for America.
The great thing about having tenure as a college professor is having the summers off. So, you know, whenever I'd turn in my final grades in late April, early May, I'd put a voicemail on my office phone that said, you've reached the voicemail of Dr. Joseph Bookman, and I'll be back, you know, August 23rd. Just leave that out there for 2.5 months. So, yeah, we've got the 4 kids. The youngest is like 1 or 2, and off we go in this RV. And we head over to Lehman Caves and Great Basin National Park and Cathedral Gorge State Park in Nevada. Just beautiful part of the country, the Great Basin. The stars at night are incredible. And we head up Highway 375, the extraterrestrial highway, and then visit the little alien when Joe Travis was still alive. And Joe and Pat are there and head on over to Tonopah and around to Death Valley. And then Disneyland, and we're headed up the California coast. And I said to my wife, you know, I'd like to meet this guy that I've been emailing on CompuServe and the RV forum. And he was a retired military guy. And she says, okay, cool. So we wind up there in his home. He invites us to head out to a private ranch he has outside of this area in California. I don't want to be too specific. I never mention his name. But I go into his home, and he's got a photograph of a poster of Ronald Reagan from the 1950s, some cowboy movie, holding a gun. And on the poster is written, you know, Dear Bob, or whatever this guy's name is, thanks for your service to our nation. Always remember, it's not the size of the gun that matters. It's the size of what's inside the man holding the gun thanks for your service to our nation. Ron. Like, Ron, how well did you know President Reagan? And he said, well, I had the opportunity to brief the president a few times in the Oval Office. Wow. So then we head off to this guy's ranch, and he's got, oh, I don't know, several kids and a half a dozen grandkids or more. And he puts on a cousin's camp every summer at this 80-acre-sized ranch out in the hills in California. And I'm just fascinated by this guy. Incredible fellow. It was on his urging that we had bought the RV and taken off with the kids to travel around the country, because he had done that 20, 30 years before. And we're just sitting around talking, and he's telling me stories. He'd been at Fort Bliss when Columbia landed at White Sands that one time and helped with the logistics of that. And yeah, fascinating career. Telling these Cold War stories, you know, said the Cuban Missile Crisis was kind of a joke because the Soviets just parked ICBM-equipped submarines under 6 inches of water after Kennedy backed down. And I'm like, can you talk about this stuff? You know, and they said, that's all declassified. And I said, well, you know, and he says, how's your trip? I said, well, that's great. We went right up to the border of Area 51. And he says, Joe, whatever you do, promise me you won't cross the border of that base. I said, well, it's kind of odd. You know, it's a tourist attraction. The state of Nevada has these extraterrestrial highway signs up. You have people coming from Europe that don't speak English. There's no guard shack. There's no gate. There's no obvious border. There's just orange posts in the middle of the desert. And there's multiple orange posts because the border has changed. And he says, yeah, but you know what it costs to put up a chain link fence around that base? And I said, no, is that something you looked into? And I said, they ought to put up a sign out there that says, you two invented here. You know, someday this will be a national park. And he just laughed until he was about to choke with the idea that someday this will become a national park. And I'm like, well, what part of the Civil War is still classified? Someday, you know, the Cold War will all be unclassified. Maybe it's 100 or 200 years away. But, yeah, it'll be a national park. I mean, it's not like we're reverse engineering UFOs out there. And boom, the conversation comes to a close, just like a brick wall. I'm staring at him. Oh, boy, I remember this like yesterday. It's a vivid image. And he's looking at the carpet like he's going to cry. And his wife across the room is staring at him. And after what seems like a long beat of time, he looks up and looks at our 5-year-old daughter at the time, Haley, and says, Haley, sweetheart, you want help putting that puzzle together? And I'm like, what just happened? What was this? So over the years, we've had conversations and email exchanges, and he's left me highly intrigued by the issue. He's never, I'm sure, never violated whatever secrecy agreements he may have on the issue. But a couple of years later, Phil Corso's book came out the day after Roswell. So I remember emailing him and saying, hey, did you know this guy Corso? He says he was at the Pentagon the same time you were there. He says, oh, yeah, we knew Phil and his wife, and his wife, whatever her name is, and I used to go out to dinner with Phil and his wife. Why do you ask? I thought, what question do I want to ask next? And the one I came up with was, if you were a librarian 10,000 years from now, would you be more likely to put Phil Corso's book in the biography or fiction section of your library? And I got an email back that said, you know, I enjoy our conversations, look forward to many more of them about RVs and the meaning of life, but I think it's best if we cease discussion of this particular topic. I certainly know it would be best for me. So, that kind of non-answer got me intrigued and just fueled the fire of reading more and looking at more stuff. I went down to the Roswell Festival with our two youngest kids, met Jesse Marcel Jr. Ed Mitchell was there that year. And one of the things I find just a fascinating coincidence, if you want, about this whole issue is that Dr. Mitchell, you know, PhD from MIT, sixth man to walk on the moon, grew up outside of Roswell, New Mexico, as a kid on a hardscrabble ranch. I think he was the last living witness, by the way, to the Trinity test site explosion. He was out with his dad, as I remember this story that I think he told on the radio in Roswell that year, but it might have been at a panel. where he was out working with his dad on the ranch on July 16th, 1945, and saw the western sky light up like a false dawn and wondered what the heck that was, and did not believe, even at the age, I think, of 14 or so, the government's explanation that a weapons storage unit out at White Sands had exploded. So I think he was the last living witness, because, how many teenagers saw the Trinity test site explosion live at whatever it was, 5:45 in the morning on July 16th. So I met Dr. Mitchell. Ed Mitchell's going around saying, hey, I've been privileged enough to have been briefed on the fact that the United States government's tried to reverse engineer non-human created technology. What? One of the 12 guys to walk on the moon is saying the U.S. government's trying to reverse engineer non-human created technology? Really? And out of that, then I well, not out of that, but at the same time, roughly, I got recruited to run as a libertarian for the United States Congress. So I've been a lifelong libertarian, voted for Ed Clark in 1980. And I'm running for the United States Congress, and people are saying, well, what's your platform? What are you going to do? And I thought, well, I think the key to turning the American political system around is for Congress to reassert its authority for oversight. And the first step of that ought to be to pass protection on whistleblowers. Let people who are aware of fraud and waste and criminal activity by our government be free of prosecution if they testify to those things. And let's throw in the ET issue, too. Anybody that signed a contract that prohibits them from talking about extraterrestrials, let's be sure that those contracts are waived. I mean, this is the birthright of every human being to know if we're alone in the cosmos or not. So I ran on that in 2008. If you go Google me, you'll find the Park Record ran a front page article, Immigration Taxes and Little Green Men. Libertarian with a twist, Joe Bookman, is running for the United States Congress. My kids were thrilled with that when they were in high school, by the way. They have me on the front page of the local paper.
You know, anything you can do to get your kids proud of you
has
to be pretty good. Let's do our break. Okay, Dr. Joseph Buckman talking about, what, running on the ET platform?
Yep.
With Gene Goggs and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription, you know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I take it here that your efforts, Joe, to become a congressman, well, I don't see you on the list of congressmen from Utah.
Yeah, you know, here I am, a non-Mormon in Utah, running for the United States Congress as a libertarian calling for UFO disclosure, because that's all the media wants to focus on. The waste and fraud and criminal activity doesn't matter. And I'm running against a Mormon whose last name is Bishop. You know, so it's kind of an uphill climb on that campaign. But, yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. I got to back up, too. I left out another key to the firing of my interest in this issue. So whatever summer that they flew John Glenn on a space shuttle, I think it was August of 98, but maybe one of y'all could Google this or some listener can easily look it up. But I got invited to Houston to give a speech at a Boy Scout banquet. I'd been active in scouting my whole life, and including as an adult. Helped write some of the training material that was done at national leadership programs of the Boy Scouts, and all that kind of thing. And somebody liked something I had said at the university, at Iowa State University, and said, yeah, I want to have you come down to Texas and speak to our group of scouts down there. So off I go. A friend of mine who I had met in scouting in 1977 had earned his MD, and then he became a backcountry physician for Grand Canyon National Park, and then he joined the Air Force, and his lifelong goal was to become an astronaut, and he hoped to fly on a shuttle. The explosion of Challenger kind of aged him out for getting on orbit, but he became chief medical officer of NASA. This is a guy I do talk about. Great fellow. Roger Billica. And I had known Roger since, I met him at a conference in 1977. And so I call him up and I say, hey, I'm in Houston. I hadn't seen him in over a decade. You know, I'd love to visit. And he called me back and said, yeah, you know, everything's kind of taken a break over at Mission Control in Houston. And he said, what would you like to do? I said, well, I'd like for you to get me into the room where all the moon rocks are. I'd really like to hold a piece of the moon. And he said, yeah, I can't do that. And I said, well, how about we go get in a simulator and practice some landings at the Cape? And he said, oh, you could probably do that, but I might get in trouble. Is there anything else you want to do? And I thought, boy, I better ask for something obvious. So I said, you know, can I sit in the flight surgeon's chair in Mission Control? I said, absolutely. So off we go. Get badged through into the Houston NASA facilities. Go up to the building that's mission control. There's a little plaque outside. But I was just immediately horrified and disappointed because it looked like a college dorm. It was just cinder blocks and government paint and government-issued billboards. And it wasn't the Starfleet headquarters that I was expecting. But we go up to, I don't know, if it's the second floor or some floor, and there's mission control, and there's two of them, two identical mission controls, mirror images of each other, I guess in part for a backup, and in part because at the time we had the NASA mirror thing going with the Russian space station, and so there was an active mission control going on there with Mir. It was before we had the ISS up. And then there's the other mission control. So I go in and I get to sit in the Capcom chair, which was the job I always, well, as a kid, I guess the job I really wanted was the voice of mission control, you know. But Capcom's pretty close, and then I sat in the flight surgeon's chair, and I was just exceedingly grateful to Roger, because this was like, you know, my childhood kid dream come true. And we leave Mission Control, and there's a bulletin board, and it's the weekly world news with a, you know, cover photo of Bill Clinton meeting a space alien coming off of a shuttle.
Well, now we know that really happened.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad to see NASA has a sense of humor about this, right? So we go back to his apartment, and, yeah, we're having this conversation, and I tell him about the trip the year before of going toward the border of Area 51. And he said to me, so, you know, what did you think? And I said, well, NASA looks like a bunch of antiques. I'm sorry, but, you know, the computers are all old, and gosh, Mission Control looks like a college dorm room. I guess the best toys are somewhere else, you know? And I said, have you ever been out to Area 51? And he's like, yeah, if I had, I couldn't talk about it. And I said, well, we were there, and I tell him the whole story I just told you about my other friend. And I said, you know, it's kind of weird because I would have expected this other guy to have said something like, well, you can't believe everything you hear about UFOs or whatever. And instead, he just stops talking. I mean, it's not like we have flying saucers shadowing our shuttle missions on orbit, right? And it's the same experience again. It's like, boom, brick wall. Fun conversation to zero.
Now, I want to be realistic about this because we're a quarter or third of the way through the show. All right. First of all, Corso. A lot of what Corso says is highly disputed. A lot of it was edited for the final book from what the original manuscript shows. And the manuscript's online. You can check it out. Also, it appears here that some people say this may have been all about disinformation. We didn't get night vision goggles from reverse engineered alien technology. You can trace that technology back to the 30s and the Germans. Things like that. Realism. Roswell. Kevin Randall, someone who's spent 30 years investigating Roswell. And lately he's been going back to classic cases, and he has a book on Sicario, New Mexico coming out later this year, where he looks at all the evidence anew, possibly as a cold case, and he sees what passes muster, and a lot of what we believed about Roswell doesn't pass muster. Something happened that maybe not what we think happened. Just want to be realistic about both, okay?
Yeah, I got it. I'm still answering the question of how did I get interested in this stuff. And if I left the impression that I find Day After Roswell to be biblical prophecy and historical truth, let me retract that. I was listening to Richard Dolan the other day, and he said, yeah, there's these kind of camps in ufology, and there's the John Alexander, Nick Pope, Leslie Keen camp. And I thought, well, I guess that's the one I'm in. I may lean a little more toward the ETH than those guys do, but I'm certainly not in the camp of the Stephen Greer's, Palola Harris's, total non-credible stuff. You know, did you really edit that out? This isn't over the, anyway.
Yes, it is. It goes over real radio. We're on GCN. And any use of words that are within the seven deadly words have to go because the FCC is controlling 32 radio stations on which this show is heard.
Well, see, and I listen to the Paracast at my convenience online, and that just having been someone who earned a PhD in telecommunication, which was the radio TV department of IU, I apologize. I should know better.
Well, no one is going to hear it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
we like the fact that you're passionate. Gene constantly is scolding me for skirting the edge. I would have said something like liquid feces coming out of bovine anuses or something.
But yeah, you know something? We have a second show after the Paracast. You're going to be on that.
There you go.
It's uncensored, and the words that you can't say here, ladies and gentlemen, there are things he can't say here. He will say on after the Paracast, you got to go to plus.theparacast.com and sign up to hear, as they say, as a late newscaster once used to refer to as the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. I was in Chicago at the Museum of Broadcast Communications when Paul Harvey got their Lifetime Achievement Award. That was a lot of fun. They also had the guy who did the galloping hoofbeats far over the horizon. It's the Lone Ranger. That guy was there.
You're talking about Clayton Moore?
Yes.
My God. You know, this is funny, too, about Clayton Moore. He was the last guy to play the Lone Ranger.
Yes.
And he did it on TV and some movies. He was a B-movie actor, and he became so involved in the character. He'd appear in public with either the mask, which the original producers and owners of the rights of the Lone Ranger would not let him do, or he'd wear dark sunglasses. And this was until he was like 75, 80 years old, and he's still coming on TV, and he was a Lone Ranger. That was it for him. It was like William Boyd became Hopalong Cassidy. This is before everybody else's time. They got this character, and this character was so important to them, had such an impact on people, that's the end of their career. It doesn't happen to actors anymore nowadays. But in those days, you got really connected to a role, that was it. We're going to talk to Joe Bookman. I know Goggs has a question with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.